Okay, we have to sing Rishman both. So, once I think Rishman both, we read it through. Of the end of the Sif, that Sif is possibly the most difficult few words in the whole of Hilchos Talmud Torah, possibly in the whole of Shulchan Aruch as well. Valzin. State. So the first part, one word. And Amosai Chayev Lilmoid. Until when the person Chayev to learn. And Yemosai. Till the day he departs from this world. So the way, you know, I think Hagol Masham. Masham, he was already, yeah, Mamash Shigahalten, but he was busy writing a tshuva to be Matir in Aguna. And he was nifta, he sees Nishon was, when he finished writing that tshuva, he's always going to have Nishon. Yeah, he was Ad Yom Moise. Shenema, steht im Pusuk, Pen Yusuru Milvavcho Koyle Mechayecho. You've got to be careful. Shom lecho, shom enashchum moed, pen tishkach es hadvorim asheru enecho, ufen yusur milvavcho kolim echayecho. So there's a love, and this is the love really which the second half of the Simchah is going to talk about. There's a love, at least one love, according to many, there's three lavim, because yishom lecho, pen, yeah, there's three lavim. And one mustn't forget, kolim echayecho. So one has to learn and do chazorah again and again and again, so that one should not forget. And then the Mechaba finishes off by saying, "V'chol zman shelo yaseh b'Torah hu shechach." If a person is not oseh b'Torah, he forgets. So he's hinting, the Mechaber is letting us know that if you don't learn and you forget because you don't learn, if a person does that, he's over the three lavim because he's forgetting what he learns. And you should do chazorah. This is a very difficult halacha. It's only difficult for us today because we're not used to it. We're not used to doing chazorah. We think, laflanam, we're going to end. Yeah, I learned that sugi in Kiddushin 50 years ago in Yeshiva. So, I remember a little bit. Kenzan, if I remember a little bit, is not Bechlal Shikha. But the Inn of Chazorah is very, very schwach, Hantige Zeiten. Yeah, and everybody talks about it. But if you look at the Mishnah in Petrovas, which the Mephoshim here on the tour I'm assigned to, the Pei Gimel Mishnah Ches. And the Mephoshim here, I'm Magdir, what's the situation of somebody being over on Shikchas HaTorah because he doesn't do Chazorah? Mishnah expands on this inyan. The Mishnah says, "Peri Gimel Mishnah Ches, and others shit Rabbi Distoi, Rabbi Yanai, Mishum Rabbi Meir Oima." And under Zogun, you've got to remember the Mamda Omrim as well, because you got to know who said what. So if you get the stira, you got to know who. Yeah. So anybody who remembers hearing any shir from Agur and Chaim Kreisitz, we remember, has got an idea in the mind what it means not to forget the Mount Doma. Yeah? He used to be able to say, that's something the four or five lines in the Gemara of so and so, so and so, so and so, so he remembered it, yeah, Allah Sof, every name, every word. So here, Rabbi Dostoyev Rabbi Anna says in the name of Rabbi Meir, Mishum Rabbi Meir, Kol HaShecheach Dov Echid Mishnah Tzai. A person forgets even one thing of what he learned, Male olav hakosuv kilu mischay v'nafshay. It doesn't say harizem mischay v'nafshay. That he says as our loshon in the earlier Mishnah, the Mishnah before actually says, a person who's traveling and he's learning, and mafsik mi mishnosay, and he sees a nice tree, he says, v'ayva ma noe ilan zeh, ma noe nir zeh, ma le olav hakosuv kilu mischay v'nafshay. But early on, states Rabbi Chanina ben Chandichoi Oimer, Haner Balailo, the person that's awake at night, Vamahalech Badarich Chidi, or he's traveling on his own, Vamafana Libele Batola. Yes, so the machlokes here, what the gears is, if it's a third thing, or is it just, it's just carrying on what it is. I mean, a person's awake at night, or somebody travelling at night, and he's counting the sheep, yeah? Both cases, yeah. He's counting the sheep because he's awake at night, or he's counting, counting the sheep while he's travelling. But I'm a funny thing about all, he's wasting his time. Harizem is chayv v'nafshay. Dushteit harizem is chayv v'nafshay. And here the Mishnah says, Ma'ale olav hakosuv kilu mischayv v'nafshay. So chilukim, I don't know if I'm going to go into all of it, it's a little too long. But in this Mishnah states, Ma'ale olav hakosuv kilu mischayv v'nafshay. Why? Shenema shteit in posuk. The posuk we just mentioned. Rak yishomer lecho u'shmoyer nafshecho mo'id. Twice yishomer and shmoyer. That's two lavim. Pen, tishkach. The third lav is advorim masharu inecho. So it's an issue to forget. So zuk to Mishnah Yochai lafu takf olav mishnosai. Maybe would you say that even if takf olav mishnosai, because of that he forgets. What's takf olav mishnosai? Zuk to batznura shehoisa kosha olav. It was very difficult for him to understand. It wasn't teifus for shtet. In this Indian of Torah, that he's forgotten, and therefore, because it was so difficult to understand, he couldn't grasp it properly, so he forgot it. So for that, he's not. That's not like mischayv v'nafshay. Why? Because shetu fen yosur milvavcho. If they will be removed, if they're removed from your heart, from your memory, koyim v'chayecho. Koyim mischayv v'nafshay at sheyoshuv v'yisirim b'libay. He's only chayev if. Sorry, what did I say? Atsheyeshev v'yisirim liway. And if he sits and removes them from his memory, so to speak. Yeah. So what's the pshat? He sits and removes them from his memory. What time does he stand? What's the pshat? He's sitting. Yep. Now the pshat means he does things. He gets engaged in other activities at a time when he could be doing chazora. And because of that, he forgets. And so, you're not doing something. How are you going to make yourself forget something? You can't make yourself forget something. But you can lose memory of it by engaging in other things and losing track of what you learned. So, this is Adobe Chomor Moed. It's Adobe Chomor. And so, the longer the transition to the he said, I'll tell you the kitzur Tzion says. There are three categories, three types of things that cause you to forget. One is a person's mechavan. He intends, he's as intention of forgetting. He wants to forget his learning. He'd rather remember other Narishkeiten. So that we're not talking about that here. Das steht nicht da. That's the Mishnah we said earlier. Have the mischayv v'nafshay, not kiyilu mischayv v'nafshay. That refers to that. The second chalukah is a person not mechavan to forget what he learned. And b'emes, if he wouldn't forget, he'd be happier. But he's a person who'd rather been bevatter from learning, then learn. Can't bother learning. Yeah, rather read a book, read the paper, read other things, do other things, go for a walk. He'd rather do other things than learn. And he's looking to do things to, what do you call, kill time, yeah, to spend time, and rather than learning. So that's what states in the Mishnah, Hamafana Liba Levatola. That's what states early in the Mishnah. But the third category is, he doesn't prefer to waste time to learn. But when an opportunity to waste time turns up, so he engages in that, in that bit of time. That's what this mission is talking about here. That means, by doing nothing, by wasting his time doing other things, so he forgets what he learned. So that's Kibin Mishaiv and Ashay. And that's the love of not forgetting. Yeah, so, this is quite frightening, this mission. Chazorah, the Gemara says, we find the Chazal, they used to do Chazorah 40 times. He felt he's got in his pocket. So the Shali is, the Balatania and Reb Chaim Volozhin, yeah? Quite interesting machlokes. The Balatania held that Sinegev is man as a oichet, this is so. Mashinkin, the Reb Chaim Volozhin zogt that nowadays, in those days, everything had to be learnt Baal Peh. Of nowadays, that the Ik Toish Baal Peh is written, printed, going on. So you can always refer back to something that you forgot. So it's not Bechlal, this is so. Not Mamshu Chalasisa. So it lightens the burden a little bit. At least, Abulamaisa, it's a rather better to remember. Shteitzach. It's a rather better to remember. So the Machaber here alludes to this thing. Calls Manshaliyasa, but Teru Shechech. Yeah, so Mdaf Lenin. Mdaf Chazun. Mdaf Chazun Kseida. Yes, I saw the poskim saw and say that problem with nowadays is that learned to get the bzug navalt, bzug nachidish, bzug nachver, abshetla shikatoya. Oh, but to learn, just to know, what states? I'm saying it once, twice. Remember, state in the Gemara says in Erevin. So the poskim bring the Gemara says in Erevin. When one learns, one should go over what one is learning at least four times. Four times. So that's not chazora. That's learning. Because when you learn something once, or even twice, but even when you learn something twice, you realize that the first time you saw it, you learned it, you didn't understand it properly. Because the second time you understand it much more clearly. If you revise it often platz, four times, everything, each time you go over it again and again, it gets a new meaning, it gets a new understanding, a new havona, a new amkus. It's different. So that's your first time learning. It's got to be four times. Because less than that, you haven't grasped anything at all. After four times learning, nope. You've grasped the basic thing. And if you carry on learning, the more you can, if you learn 20 times already, and you learn nachamul, it's not a klokheit. I've often said, the floor is a gewaltig floor in Pasha's boy. At the end of Pasha's boy, the whole Torah is built on kashas and tirutzim. The whole shas is like a kasha and a teretz, a kasha and a teretz. He says, why is it that sometimes you've learned this Shikul Gemara, a Shikul Rashi, anything, whatever it is, you've learned something 20 times, 20 more. And you know it. It's clear. That's Chazus. Against us. You know it. And the 21st time you learn it again, and all of a sudden, you don't understand. Hasakasha. You don't understand. How come that 20 times you learnt it, it was clearly understood, and all of a sudden, Hashishinish, you've got a new kasha which you hadn't dreamt of before. Zukta Haflam Muridi Kazach. The floor says like this. The floor says the whole Torah, like we said before, is geboit on Masu Matan. Akasha, Mataterets, Matarayim, so. Zukta. What is a kasha? A kasha shows you that something you thought you understood till now, all of a sudden, shve. So you've got to work hard to find the teretz. When you find the teretz, you've got a new understanding, that shikl Torah, and that shikl Gomorrah, that mission, whatever it is. So you come out, you've got a new klokite, a new clarity. You've elevated yourself, you've come to a higher madrega in Havonos HaTorah. The fact you didn't have that kasha till now, because min hashamayim, magdehalten, you weren't yet deserving of coming to a high level of havona this shikl gemara, or whatever it is. Yes, tas zoichivay min hashamayim, they sent you in a kasha to bring you up to higher madrigas. You should work on the answer, and you get to go to greater clarity in the Torah. It's an aliyah in havona satorah, which they give you min hashamayim. As the floor, have a look. The floor is in Ponim Yofas. It's safe in Ponim Yofas. I'll tell you the Pasha's Boy. The end of Pasha's Boy. The second last shikl. Sagavalti Gazach. Yeah, Sagavalti Gazach, who says of the floor. So, do stand for Fashtin. But, so that's also going to be from Chazorah. Chazorah makes you really realize something you didn't understand till now. They did understand till now. You thought you understood now. Also, you don't understand. So you got to you love Haruman to find the teretz, and when you do find the teretz, you've achieved a new havon in Torah. So that's as I get the system. So daf chazon, nishna just to know and to remember, but also to steigen in havonas haTorah. As I that's from gentzulegen to the shtikledo. Aber das ist eine sehr sehr wichtige Sache. Chazor. Yes, we come to Mizukta Maisef, and I remember when I was a young bocha, we had Mizukta Maisef, and the Belzerov, Zecheni Rocha, your father, permitsa boy, the father brought him into the Belzerov, Farbrocha. So the Belzerov thing gefaked. Was then still? He told him, Chazor, the end. At the Belzerov gefaked, the Chazest, and the boy was quiet. He couldn't answer. Chazor nicht. So the Belzerov said, yeah, the Baldo, the Yitzhar, macht, and noch lernen, weiter lernen, abin ich Chazor. The Masi is a Masi Baldova. Am Dav Chazor. Dav Kul Nasir Chazor. It's a big problem. We learned a poor blatt in Yeshiva over a few years. Chotch Chazor Div Lata. And the Chazor learned the ganze Mesechta all of a sudden durch Spät eventually. Aber Chazor was not learned. And they say, and the post came right. Am Dav Chazor and everything he learned. Whether it's Gemara, whether it's Chumash Rashi, whether it's Nach, whatever it is. But Chazor was learned. And I feel that one's own Chidushim was with Chazor. And his own chidushim, what should write? Every person zukta mola chidush and chasamta understanding of pshat na rashi, pshat na chumash rashi. Write it down. Sefer Chassidim writes, and Sefer Chassidim of Harishon of Baal Tosfos, he writes, a person's got to write down whether he's mechalish. It's like a kovish nevosa. He says as a loshon. I think Shifun Chassidim Shoyach as a hazach. What any chidush you got, write it down. It's your chiv. If you're given the schus to have a chiddush, write it down. It's a schus from Hashemayim. Write it down. Don't think Mer writes it down, but I'm never going to publish my sefer. Maybe not. Maybe the Ein Gerach might publish it one day. Al Kapolim, it's something I know from it. So write it down. So do it's not Hazach. A chelik of this is also. I think everybody knows there's a lot of things which, if you do them or eat them or whatever they are, it's called chazal. The notion of chazal is kosher l'shikra. It causes a person to forget what he learned. Many things. It's a door from Agon Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. A whole kuntras on that, and it's printed in the Sefer Sicha, so they haven't got to hear with me just now. But I've got somebody who brings down quite a lot of things. A lot of things kosher shikra. So many poskim say what Chazal say is kosher shikha. So you got to not do them or not eat them, because kosher shikha, you're over the lav or kilu of yishov lecho pentishkach. If you eat them, you're causing yourself to forget. I'm so tenished. You're going to forget your learning. That was the Achten game. So here in the Sefer Sokim Matshuvos, he brings down, in short, it's easier, so it's a little vinger, but in short, he brings, or states, and most of it is from Reb Chaim Sefer. He brings like this: a person who learns Shalom Nasakayim, he learns stop, Shalom Nasakayim. Not in order to keep the state. He enjoys the mental exercise of going through a sugya sagamara. It's not in the gear, it's just... I remember somebody, a shreikha, told me, he was once in a place, I was on Kamplatz, he was in a place, and he came there, Shabbos, go out, take Shabbos afternoon. Came out, go to Shia, go to Shia, go to Mesa. Ah, the Ganta, by the bottom, they came to Zaman, and we glanced. After the shear, he went home. He went around the corner to pick up the cars and drove home. Now, this is Nishkantoya. Yeah? To leave a safe open and go out. A person's mazals and Ntil Sidayim. In all the Yinim of Ntil Sidayim, not just Stafka for Maiti. A person washes his feet with one foot on top of the other. A person who dries his hands on his item of clothing that he's wearing. A person who puts on two items of clothing in one go. Not taking off but on. A person who puts on an item of clothing inside out. A person who sews a beged when he's got it on him. But I think on that some say that if you put a thread in your mouth, but Shas Maita, it doesn't matter. If you put clothes under your head when you sleep. A person who cuts their nails in order, one after the other, not besivugin. A person who's mistakel b'fnei ames. A person who reads the ksav on the matseva, which is embossed, which is sticking out. That's why I'm always making the writing on a matseva that it's sunken in, it's not embossed. If a person walks between two noshim, two women, or two camels, or a woman who passes between two men. And so there's a whole lot to say about that, Katza. And somebody talks to a woman in the street. And in Yom of Midas, a person who's misgoyer, it's a balgaiver, a misyair, a koyes, and a person who looks at the face of somebody who's in class. Because shit, a person's in class. She called me in the Gehenna and shot him by. So you look at him in the face, you're looking Gehenna in the face, and that causes you to forget. Hadoeg, a person who worries about his panosa, and Oisik Medivri Latsonas. That covers a lot of things. And you know, eating, if one eats from food that a mouse has eaten, or a cat, or a dove, a person who eats the heart of a behemoth, or a chay, or a oif, from what I know, what I saw at least, that's very, very shchiach. You think it's not shchiach? You think you've never eaten from the heart of a hema? Just tell you, it depends what you're eating and from who you're eating. But the many meat manufacturers, when they make kavusht or sausages or anything like that, which is the mixture of everything in it, you don't know what's in it, and there's no chiv on the label to declare exactly what parts of meat are there. They put everything they can lay their hand on, which will go through the mincer, go in. Yeah, and that includes the hearts. I've seen it myself, the meat manufacturers, they put in hearts. It's all minced up, it's all part of the thing. You've got no idea of the heart there. And it's kenzain, for a woman, there's no issa because she's got no chiv to remember what she learns, although she's got to remember the halachos she's going to give her. Other others say that if she's having a baby, she's got to be careful with all these things, because if the baby's a boy, that boy will be a shakhan. He'll have a very bad memory. So that's a machpazayim day. Rogel v'zeisim, a person who's Rogel, Kseida, eats zeisim. That's a big kasha, and that's all. Most people eat zeisim a lot of times, but the shot of the world is, if it's dipped in something, it's made of them, it's usually pickled, or it's with salt, or with shemen. You put one drop of shemen's ice in a jar of zeisim, so that covers the whole jar. So there's ways around that. A person eats bread which is not properly baked, and a person who drinks water from leftover from washing themselves. Some people eat a lot. And people eat a lot he spends a lot of effort, puts a lot of effort in eating enjoyable things. Yeah, that's all that is kosher shikra. And then he brings a lot of things which help to not have shikra. Yeah, to come to Besmerdish Kaseidah to learn, to teach others, to learn Be'in, Be'havona, not just on the surface, and to learn Be'koil, Be'nima, to learn loud and with Danigan, and to learn Be'tzina, not in public. Learn with Besmerdish Shlafka.
How do you learn Besmerdish Be'tzina?
Because the other people haven't learned the Shtickle. Yeah. Yeah. And usually those people who are learning Besmerdish also tsnumim. So they're not going to make a public thing. To make simonim, that's to be mahar in the Torah in places which you're not allowed to. To write Chiddush Torah. Interesting, he says, to kiss the sefer you're learning in before you start or when you finished. And as we said before, chazora, a lot of chazora, and also be mispalo. Yivakesh rachmim mimi shachochm shiloi. And he brings here one thing which comes get a masa. The Satan rules, the Satan Yerucha was once in Shulayim. Trench this a few times already. Well, it was in Shulayim. A long queue there waiting to give him Shalom. So Zvin Dot Naid was a shochan of Rav Agoner Pinchas Epstein Zechem Yerucha. So this Yid went to Satan and said, Rebbe, ich darf eine Eitze zu gedenken. I need an Eitze to remember what I learned. I forget. So Satan said to him, what's wrong with Rashi's Eitze? And he carried on to the next person. So he didn't know what he meant. He couldn't ask anymore. So he went to his neighbor, Pinchas Epstein. So he told him to Rashi. He went to Zarashi in Avodah Zarah. Tav Ches Amud Aleph. Rashi says there, in Shemoneh Esra, in the middle of any brucha, you can say a tefillah of your own, in your own words, if it's got relevance to that brucha. So Rashi gives an example. Rashi says, for instance, to remember what you learn, if a person forgets, if hoyo mshakech talmudai marich b'chein nadoas, marich in the brucha b'chein nadoas. Those are Rashi. So Satan Rambam gezukt. Rashi, what's wrong with Rashi's eitzah? People look for schoolers, all kinds of things. Rashi zukt. Marich zayin in b'chein nadoas. And maybe yedet zach, every brucha in Shmulasher, where we daf on a Satan Shmai, whatever brucha, you can ask in that brucha, what's wrong with Rashi's eitzah? Somebody asked you about, are you allowed to say such a thing in the middle of davening? This Rashi Tafkan Chin Ados to help oneself to have Satz Shmaya to remember, because Gemara says in Megillah that to remember is a Satz Shmaya. So I'm not talking about that. Have Satz Shmaya. What are you thinking? Kseid Ibig Zot. I do myself from the Maram Shik. So you do a Maram Shik as a bucha had a terrible memory. He couldn't remember anything. When he got up from his sefer in the middle of learning to go to the bookcase to get himself a sefer, by the time he got to the bookcase, he'd forgotten what he was looking for. And later on, he became what he became, and he was a Talmud of Chasson Sefer, and Chasson Sefer had come for a holiday to his where he was a rov, and he used to repeat in front of Chasson Sefer Toyos, which is heard from Chasson Sefer, which Chasson Sefer had forgotten he'd said. So you can see, we can work on memory. Satz Shemayim is a misspelling. It brings up a lot of other things. Some interesting things. Yep, the habit of Nisadik, Lachasik is Satzma the Shakhan. A few interesting things. So I'll put in from Satz Shemayim. I've beaten Satz Shemayim. I'm the Chazrum. So even come to Reb Chaim V'Lozhin, it's the forgetting, which is like a fellow nowadays, because honestly, you forget. That's what you think. So Medav Chazon. So one has to have a seder of Chazon. Yeah, we learn, it's a Chazon. So that's maybe, as I'm not sure you say, on the Sif, yeah, because I saw my F, it's a Chabur. Medav Hadoch Gein. So the Mechaba, the next Mechaba is a Zoi. What is a seder a person should learn? How should a person use his time to learn? So the famous Gemara in Kiddushin, and the Lashon Gemara is Chayev Odom Leshalish Limudai. A person should split his learning into three. A third in Torah Shebichsav. What is Torah Shebichsav? So the Mechaba here, Retois. We'll see in a minute why he said, why does that? What is Torah Shebichsav? Arba Arbo Ve'esrim, the 24 Sulim of Nach Tanach. Very few people know that. Yeah, people remember Chumash, Rashi. What's about all the Nevi'im and Ksuvim? I don't know. I just remember my father, Zichron Yerucha, when he was Nebuchad, he had Alzheimer's, I think. We used to ask him, Psukim, when he was born. But any Pusuk you said, he said half of Pusuk, he finished it. It was whatever you want. He ate the Pusuk. I don't know when he meant it. Can't Tanakh, you can't Azoi Balpe. Yeah, is the Yidon, you can't. And was it a Friedrich of the Pusuk of Allah, you can't. You see from Rabbi Kivega, from others. But you can't the Chofta Litzforum from Tanakh. So that's Shlish. Shlish be Mishnah. A third of one's time should be spent on learning Mishnah. What's included in Mishnah? We think Mishnayos, yeah. Take a set of Mishnayos, yeah. Yochanan Boaz, that's Mishnah. So it's nicht. That's not enough. Shishmi Mishnah dehainu Torah Sheval Peh. The whole Torah Sheval Peh. Yeah. That's Mishnah, at least of Torah Sheval Peh. Upirish Torah Shebichsav Bichlal Zeh. The Pirish of Torah Shebichsav. What do you mean Pirish Torah Shebichsav? Look, the Gun. That's Sifri, all the Brises. Which are directly on the Torah. You've got Sifri on Sifri on Vayikra, and Sifri on Bamidu Dvorim, and Mechilta on Shmois. So all that is included in Torah Sheba'al Peh. It's all included in Mishnah, Torah Sheba'al Peh. Yep. Santa Zach. There's a lot more than you think. Than one thinks, sorry. And then Shlish be Talmud. And the third of one's time in Talmud. What's Talmud? That means to be able to Shuyovin, Vyaskil, a person should understand and figure out one thing from the other. Achiz Dova Merishisoi. Vyoitzi Dova Mtechdova, Vyidam Dova Ladova. To be able to compare one thing to the other and to learn one thing out of the other. And Vyodun Bemidah Shatur and Dreshes Behem. And to dash in the Torah and understand things in the Torah through the Yud Gimel Midrash, Torah and the Rashi, which you say, Rabbi Shmuel Leima. There's more. Others come on, bigger numbers. At Sheida Heich Ikra Mitzvus, until he knows what the source and the Ikra of all the mitzvahs are. Veich Yoytzeh Osu Vamuta. Ukiyotzeh Bzei Dvorim Shalom and Pi Hashmua. Yeah. So. And then he says, gives an example. Then the Mechaber gives an example. He says, for instance, case of Hoya Bal Umnas. A person has got a trade. He works, got a job. He's got a trade, not a job, he's got a trade. Oisik b'malachtoi, and he's oisik in his melucha, gimel shos b'yoyim. 3 hours a day. That's the musag of Shteh Don the Paskim. 3 hours a day work. Tosidos. So you've got plenty of time left. At least 9 hours. So Teres Batoira. So of the 9, you've got another 9 hours. So Batoira Kore Gimel Mehem. So Kore Gimel Mehem Batoira. He's 3 hours on Torah, which you said before, which is the Chof Dalas for him. And Gimel Batoira Shevich Sav, the Pshat of Torah Shevich Sav. And Gimel Batoira Shebal Peh, which you said before, which includes Sifron and Sifri. But Gimel Yovin Dorotim Techdo, which you know in Gomorrah. Yeah, but are you supposed to spend your whole life like that? Such come shot. You're going to spend every day, 3 hours a day, on Mach. Shre. Yeah, there's Shre. And then what are you going to do with Gomorrah? Just 3 hours a day on Gomorrah? Gomorrah needs much more. Like all the Mepharshim say, for Gomorrah, you need much more time. Do a push it, the Gomorrah Tzorich Zman Rav. Mashayin Kele Mikol Mishnah. So the Mechava says, all this Shia is only when a person is starting to learn. But when he has already become greater in learning, he doesn't need so much time on Teshuvah Chsav. He's the Ashogelen Tznach, Ashogelen Tznach, he knew it. There's no Amkus in Tznach. V'loi lasit tumi v'Teshuvah Baal Peh, Yikro v'itim v'zimonim, from time to time should chaz over Teshuvah Chsav, and divri Teshuvah Baal Peh, that's the Mishnais and Sifri and all that, shalish kach dovim dinar Torah, not to forget what he's learned or what he knows already. V'yifne kol yomov l'talmud bilvad, and should spend all his time only on Talmud, v'firoichav libo v'yishu datoi, according to his level of understanding. In Be'emes, the Ram, the Gaon brings here the Ram, learns the chatchila, and says shlish, shlish, shlish. It doesn't mean a third. It means you've got to have 3 chalukim in your program, but not that it's got to be third of the day that you've got available. One chelik of the day, a small chelik on Tznach, a small chelik Toshiv Al Peh, which is a Pirish and Toshiv Chsav, and the rest, the third chelik, is a larger chelik for Talmud. As I mentioned, but Rabbi Natam, that's around, Rabbi Natam Tosfos says, and as I bring to him all, that Talmud Bavli, if you learn Talmud Bavli, you're Yotzer all 3. V'yashimim, this is from Tosfos. The Talmud Bavli is Bolu, is a mixture of Mikro and Mishnah and Gomorrah. Because if you learn Talmud Bavli, if you learn the whole of Talmud Bavli, you'll have learned through the whole of Tznach as well. Oh, that means that when you learn the Pusuk in Talmud Bavli, you'll take a Tznach, a Mishnah, Chumash, a Nach, whatever it is, and learn that Pusuk anyway. Then you know it, Taka, as the Rishon does. But if you do that, then you've learned Yosef Chivosoi. Bishul Akol. Yes, everything. Then it says, Agon Rabbi Lapion Zichron Yerucha. He used to have his seda of learning. Again, Rabbi Lapion. Again, a Mordeka Amkan. Amkan. Zut Hashem. Where is Amkus? I'll tell you 2 things about him. First of all, I remember once came into his house and they were learning in the Dorim Yeshiva, and I saw him sitting there. It's Mahalach was a Gnumna, Machlaikis, Chayis, Rambam, Rashi, Rambam. They can give them 5 different Hesberim and the Machlaikis and Machlaikis is. And just going to Mordi Kam, because I want to see him. So I came in there, this is often, when I learned Tur, Bis Yosef, Machaber, Ramo, Shach, Taz, and Hilchas and Dorim. So I was in Gebucha, I'm sure Stammer. What on earth has Shulchan Aruch got to do with this year? It was a schizika hachona. I'm already gesagt. This is eins. Aber how he got his bekiyus in shas? He once said, how did he get his bekiyus in shas? He said, whenever he learned a gemara, and a toisus seichenton, so sugi somewhere else. So he learned through the whole gemara. Talmud, two block, wherever it was, the end of Gemara was mine. And learned it properly, thoroughly. So every Gemara which was Suga Sechent, Toysis or Rashi, he learned that Suga as well. So when he learned one Masechta, he didn't know just one Masechta. He learned all the Chalukim, whatever, any part of that Masechta was brought elsewhere. That's like that's the case in Shas. Well, that's what it means in Yeah, his Mahalach was also to, he used to learn in Ezra's Noshim. And again in Yeshiva, he used to learn Ezra's Noshim. And he had a Gemara, mit a Rambam and a Rashba. That's it. Nothing else. That's all he used. So that's the good thing. You know, that's how to get Kent. Now, I remember he complained, we're going up to Nachar Hashim and Besmelish Pit, and they complained to each other, complaining about the Bochim. Look up all the songs you can find now on the Gemara on that. So the Rosh Hashanah got to look it up as well. Otherwise, I don't know what's the book I'm going to talk about in this year. So it's a big, it's a big, big, big short of time. Push it. Takes them too much time. But Gemara Rashi, Gemara Rashi Tosis, they can show him. Rabbi Leib Gurishman said that to him also. Daflan, he said the Achonim you need to learn. He said to him, Pnei Yeshua. They can Pnei Yeshua. That's what he was. Now sure, he said to me, Rabbi Leib. I'm sure I'm pretty sure that's it. About Kapunim, if you learn Talmud Bavli, so what I meant to say is, then Talmud properly too, and look up everything, and look again. Sometimes they've got to look up, because sometimes the way it's brought in this other place may not be the same as the Tosafot brings it here. So this is Daf and Lena. So that's the Seder. But then, what we said before, Daf Lennon need two stories. Daf one said the Ian and a said the Bekis. If you learn the whole time by Ian, you don't get through anything. Maybe Geschmacker, Emes, but Daf one Lennon. Daf Lennon are poor blatter wach. Yep. So do yeshivas. Lado, say do zayn a choshe, magi chief, and sabot ki yeshiva ktana. So we go zook, as in sabot ki yeshiva ktana, yeshiva ktana, They learn, the Bochim learn four blat Gemara a week for head. 1.5 blat Ian and 2.5 blat Bekis. And for head. They come later on after 3 years into Shiva Gedolah, they come with 500 blat for head. They can properly. In Shiva Shim Satis. So I know something learning then in Shiva Gedolah. On the enough learning in Kenan and Gedenken. Then the Rimmel says, the person vain Lord on Lilmoit. Ki im mikro mishne gemora va paskim hanim shochim achem chas daf len chas uze yikne oyle maze oyle mabu aber lei belim be cha chachmas mikol mokem ba kroi ana viamu You have to look into Shach Chachmas, but what should I use Sifri Minim? Zuk the Taz. So you've got to be careful. If you do look from time to time into some of other Chachmas, you've got to be careful that it hasn't got Minus in them. And that's got to be very careful. Nowadays, Krichtrein everywhere. Krichtrein everywhere, the Minus, give more Krichtrein. So you've got to be very careful. That's the acting game. Yeah, Amor, it's again Friedrich's forum, written on all these Chachmas, we didn't have the problems. There's a Sefer called Sefer Abris, for those who know it, Rabbi Kiveget Sechenson, from 200 years ago in Vilna, during Choshuid. He wrote, and that Sefer contains, it's like an encyclopedia, contained all the many Chachmas of science and geography, and common sort of Sachen, steht dort. And it was an interesting Sefer. But if you see often, you see the Gilna Schachzeichenson and other Plätze. So this all. So the Masha from here that one should learn Mikra Mishnah Gemara. The Paskim Hanim Shochim Achem. So the Taz brings here the Drisha, and the Shach brings the same Drisha. Shtikazoi. We have from the Shach. Kosra Drisha, the Balabatim, who are noyeg to learn every day Gimel Pei Tov. What's Gimel Pei Tov stand for? What? Sorry? Gemora Perish Mel, Birashi. Gemora Perish Tosfos. If you look in the Drisha here, you guys start in full. That's what it stands for. Yeah, Drisha lets us know what it stands for. Gemara Pirush Tesis. Them says a big Kiddush. Yeah, some of you know the Maral and others. Is Gemara Pirush others? How many goes to Tana on whoever printed on the first printer printed Tesis on the side of Gemara? The Tana should have been printed Gemara Rashi and Rosh. Rosh brings the Maskoma Halacha of each different Gemara. What's happening? And not them. Then Tosis where? Why Tosis more than Rashbo, Ritzvo, any other Shain or Rambam? Yeah, the shrine of them. About Kapulim, Azoidus, this is Minashamayim Azoid, the Tosis. So we learn Tosis. So everyone was learn Tosis, because Tosis is Machkim, and it's Tief, and it's also. But, yeah, it's Agit Zach, however, Zotan Shaznish. But, Veloishim, let Nardus, people learn only that Gemara of Tosis, Loisha Poskim. And the ring of Raya, that's how you got to learn, because the Gemara says, Tund Be'elio, Kol Shoyne Aloch Zuchal Yoyim, Muv Tachloi Shubelele Mabo. No, Agenem Talochus, Emes, Avadam Agenem Talochus. Avoli Nire, Shiosh Lilmoid Sifrei HaPoskim, Dine HaTorah. The Poskim will bring down the Maskolus of Din of the Chaluch Lamaisa. Like what? He says, Horif, Hamodcha, V'horosh, V'demehem. Because those are the Shoyrish and the Ikhil of Torah Seinu. And they're not yet at all with learning just Gemara and Tosfos. I shetund v'elyo, kol ha-shen ha-luchas b'chol yoyim. That means, kakos of Rashi, shama ha-shen ha-luchas, perish ha-luchas p'sukas. What's ha-luchas ha-maisa? So Avadam not learn Tosfos, Gemara and Tosfos. Nobody's saying they're not. To learn just that, I'm the Shetzer. Aye, Rabbi Natam said, like we said before, that if you learn Shas Bavli, you got everything. That only refers to for people who learn 9 hours a day. So you've got so much time, so you should learn Shas. And these things are halach as well. Aul halach balabatim, she'enim lo'im dim rak gim lo'idalat shas, people of balabatim who've only got 3 or 4 hours a day, lo'im dim shas l'chud. Shouldn't learn just Shas. As they should, she doing shach from the drisha, and the taz brings the sham drisha, but li choylek. There's no two shits about it. So I'm daf learning the bayda zach, I'm daf learning gemora, vada, gemora, gemora, mitais is there, fine. Oh, we also got to have time to learn zach, mishal lucha lemaisa. Mbemus rif, if I'm not mistaken, I think, before the war, you used to get, the rif was printed as a separate part. A set of volumes. There was volumes, mgein shachs, And then the Rif with the Malcha, I don't think the Rosh was a separate set of songs. Magalant Rif, there was such a thing as Chavras Rif. People learned Rif, Magalant Rif Keseda. If I remember correctly, I've now time to look it up again, she's from Gorn. The Gorn says, Gorn writes, it's Mistumma in. No? Say for the Gorn, Zan. As the Gorn says, one should learn. And Chazak said, Rif and Rashi on Rif. Shit of Gom. The Chavetz Chaim, Shaft of Seichet, was learning Rif and Rashi. You don't learn the Ram. But Rif and Rashi and the Rosh. Because the Rosh is a continuation of the Rif. The Rosh goes on the Rif. Yeah, the Rosh was written on the Rif. So we learned, if you learn Rif and Rashi, and it's very important, Rashi goes off, and Rashi and the Rif is a little different than the Rashi on the Gemara, and the Mzeto Chilukim and Chidushim. Yeah, and the Rosh, who brings the maskon of all the other Rishonim, Agdeila Rishonim, so you've got and then the Matcha, you've got the Yisod of Gan Shulchan Aruch. So, Efshin Daf and Chadosh Lein, Nachman Einin of learning, Rif. Yeah, Rif, in terms of Blatter, there's 900 Blatt of Rif. The whole of Rif on Shas is 900 Blatt. Yeah, so if you learn the whole Rif, you've got the Seidus of Kol HaTorah Kula, which neighbors one of there. Hotman. Rif and the Rosh. Hotman's us. Yeah, so, Abba Al-Kapurim, Daflen, Halach Lomaisim, Daflen, it's a Masa Shiyasa as well. That's what he says. And there's two ways of doing it. Yeah, there's one way of doing it, to sit in every Shach and every Taz and every Mughal of Rome and every Mishabura. That'd take you a long time. Rather than Daflen, there's the Indian of learning. Just Mechaber Rebo and Behitev. Mipisachuas, the Sharachua, maybe also. But you get through a tremendous amount in a short time, you get the idea, Kala Tori Kula, in Gan Shochnoch. Yeah, so. Rebbeleib Gubishum, Achav's Gemara, Gozokta, Rebbeleib Gubishum said to me, so who had a Shochnoch, Hamol? Ve'ekalets and Shochnoch? People didn't have a Shochnoch. People had what's this kind of shochnoch? Shochnoch, you still see them. Well, it's just mechaber or more behetiv and pischachuva or sharachuva, and that's what people learned. That's what people learned. It's going to I'm going to name. So it covers a lot of ground. A short time. I'm gata halocha lemaisa, which has to be ma'ayan or shvekait. So you borrowed from the one or two people in town who had a shochnoch. I don't give any more. And the Magalant, they're almost Shukhanov, they're black Shukhanov, whatever it was, as living land. So it covers a lot of ground, you got a lot of ideas. As a living land. I remember Rav Shom Shadon Zechon Yeruch used to come here on Elul, Zaymad Rosh Shiva. He came with the Zaydas, with the Astoria's Shukhanov, with his Haggos, from where the Haggos to him. It was a Zah Shukhanov. He learned from Zah Shmuel, a small Shukhanov. Now all the Haggos have, Saviat Kotcha, so this is going to be an Ezek Nek. That was the Shukhanov, this was the land, that's where he wrote his Haggos. Nowadays we think if you don't learn every Mishavur and Sharatzin and Be'erocha, Abba Shaitz again. It's true, in the long time of Adi you've got to learn it all. There's a limit Bekiyas in Halocha just like there is in Shuchnoch, in Shas. And we have to learn in Asach, otherwise you don't know what's Titzach. Why is what's looking in the Shaila? I remember once somebody, Choshu Yvonne, he didn't even know there was such a set of Halochas called Hilchas Yontef. Yeah, Jewish. So those are about and halocha. So you don't know all the potim. Oh, you know at least where to find the shayla, and you know where you got a shayla. You look it up. About the mishmaros also have a gelimud, and that one better. But you have to balance it because if you get stuck in mishmaros, it takes you years to get through the whole shochnoch. To have the keys and then shochnoch the mishmaroich. So you get the best of both worlds. You get the ideas and the ian of halach. So that's sif. That is sif David. I thought we were going to reach sif ches. But I'm sure. Mamshazan next week.